I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight, and it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be. Thus far, Operation Epic Fury has delivered twice the air power of shock and awe of Iraq in 2003. They are toast. And they know it.
And they know it.
Or at least soon enough, they will know it.
They will know
and
it.
And we have only just begun to hunt, dismantle, demoralize, destroy, and defeat their capabilities just 4 days in.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth making it clear, we're not in this to have a fair fight. We're in this to fight to the end to win. This is an attitude which I love, and this is the kind of morale boost for all of our troops. We've already lost some service members hit by Iranian rockets, but we continue to move forward. Any loss is too much, but we are going to push forward. Iran had plenty of off-ramps. We said repeatedly in these talks between our Ambassador Steve Witkoff to them and Jared Kushner, you can have a lot of things. We'll help you get a lot of things, but two things you cannot have. One, you're not going to be able to continue to build your nuclear devices for weapons of war. If you want to build something to improve your community, your neighborhood, your nation, nuclear-powered plants, you don't bury them in the ground. And two, no more ballistic missiles. You have enough, and that should stop. And we're in the process of destroying those as well. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. I want to thank Jamie Allman for doing his program last night in place of mine. But I'm back today, and again, always, like a bull out of the gates, here we come. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more information than you have right now. I promise you that. And let me share some of it real quick here. Hegseth says the leader behind the effort to assassinate Trump has been hunted down and killed in Iran. Hegseth's direct remarks, Iran tried to kill President Trump. President Trump got the last laugh. He's talking about that unit that they had put together to try to destroy and kill Trump directly. To quote Hegseth, this is not a mission accomplished situation. This is simply a reality check. We took out the head of the guy who was heading up their mission to kill our president. And the strikes that killed the head of that Iranian plot were all part of what we've been doing so far. And we're just 4 days in. Now, this guy was targeting then-candidate Trump because he was angry at Trump and his ire toward Iran. That was Khomeini, remember? Trump got him. Reminding you, when you're on Larry Connors USA, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, you go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Facebook, or Rumble. And everything goes up as a podcast later at LarryConnorsUSA.com and Larry Connors USA Facebook, and of course, Newstalk STL. We have so much information coming in about what we are accomplishing at this point. It is very hard to stay on track of it. I'll be the first to admit that. But we did something. We did something that had not been done since World War II. Again, Secretary of War Hegseth.
An American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters. Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. Quiet death.
For the first time since 1945, a United States Navy fast attack submarine has sunk an enemy combatant ship using a single Mark 48 torpedo to achieve immediate effect, sending the warship to the bottom of the sea. I want to remind everybody that this is an incredible demonstration of America's global reach. To hunt, find, and kill an out-of-area deployer is something that only the United States can do at this type of scale.
That is, again, General Raising Cane, following up Hegseth, saying we've got stuff they do not have and we can hunt them down at any place on the globe or under the ocean. For the first time since World War II, we had a submarine fire to destroy an enemy. Highly successful. There were about 100 Iranians on board. Not all were killed, so rescue efforts were made to get them out of the water. Standard procedure to save them if they survived the blast. Most did not. And as you look at everything that's been carried out so far, Trump is also moving forward against other nations, threatening to cut off trade with Spain because they are failing to meet defense spending commitments and refusing to allow U.S. forces to use Spanish bases to support operations related to strikes against Iran. Our story behind the story today will deal with the Persian Gulf War when I went over and we made a midnight landing or early morning landing in sunny Spain. Dark as hell, rainy, cold, but we were using their facility. They don't want us in there now. And Trump is making it very clear, if you don't want us, don't expect to get anything back in return. So that's going to be our story behind the story coming up later, as well as Colonel Steve Bucci, retired Green Beret with the Heritage Foundation, on what we're accomplishing, what we still need to do. And in our next hour, the view of what he sees happening, plus and minuses, of a Top Gun pilot. That's coming up in our second hour. But again, for those who think that Trump has just been kind of mouthing, he had no real plan in mind, that it was basically going to be, as some would like to tell you, a bluff, Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen.
Since 1979, the Ayatollah had talked about becoming a nuclear nation. Since November of 1979, they've been attacking the United States or through directly or through their proxies all the way up until June of 2025. And so they were never going to stop with this fetish or this dream that they had of becoming the utopia for the Muslim powerhouse. The truth is the only way this was going to change, and the Ayatollah had to be removed. Now, the President Trump tried multiple times to let diplomacy work. He made it very clear during the 12-day war that we know where you're at. If we wanted to take you out, we would. Just don't rebuild your nuclear sites. All they had to do is not build it. But he couldn't help himself. He was getting later in age, and this is something he said he was going to do. And so he pushed forward, and the president doesn't bluff. You and I know the president well. He's not going to bluff. He may not do it exactly when you think he's going to do it. He'll do it on his time. But if he says he's going to do something, he will follow through with it. And he's proven it time and time again.
And on Saturday, the Ayatollah realized he was serious. And he was killed along with 40 of his top leaders in one strike on a Saturday morning. They did not expect Israel to hit on the Sabbath. They didn't think they would do that on a Saturday morning in daylight. So they gathered in their meeting headquarters thinking, we're safe today. Israelis won't hit us on this day, nor the U.S., and yet we did. And in addition to what you heard Hegseth say earlier about what we've accomplished so far and our first use of a submarine wiping out a weapon of war. We control the skies over Iran.
B-2s, B-52s, B-1s, Predator drones, fighters, controlling the skies, picking targets. Death and destruction from the sky all day long. More bombers and more fighters are arriving just today. And now, with complete control of the skies, we will be using 500-pound, 1,000-pound, and 2,000-pound GPS and laser-guided precision gravity bombs, of which we have a nearly unlimited stockpile. We used more exquisite standoff munitions at the start, but no longer need to. Our stockpiles of those, as well as Patriots, remains extremely strong. The enemy can no longer shoot the volume of missiles they once did, not even close.
And that is a great shield of protection for Iran and our troops stationed throughout the region. I'll remind you again, we have something like 40,000 to 50,000 U.S. troops in the Middle East at various locations. Taking down those ballistic missiles is going to save American lives. And yet we had Democrats out there shouting, Trump is violating the laws. He does not have the authority to carry this out. It's a War Powers Act that he has violated, and we're going to hold him accountable. Right back in your face, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The president is well within his constitutional authority to do what he has done, and it is entirely consistent with the history of former presidents for at least four decades. There's no question about this. The Democrats never had any question about it when Democrat presidents were using this authority. When you look at the analysis of the War Powers Act and the law that applies and the powers that are given to the Commander-in-Chief under Article 2 of the Constitution, President Trump has done exactly what he should do. He is squarely within the law. He used his discretion and his authority and the intelligence that he had, exquisite as it was, as is demonstrated by its effectiveness, and he did what he should have done as a commander-in-chief.
And a quick flashback, I'll tell you. If you go look back at 2011, you can find Nancy Pelosi, who was then Speaker of the House, confirming that President Obama needed no congressional authority to strike Libya and Gaddafi. He didn't need it, she said. But of course, now it's Trump and they want to cry out the other way. In the meantime, Iranians around the world, Iranians in Iran, obviously, and Iranian Americans are praising what Trump is doing.
What is your message to President Trump?
My message to President Trump is that I'm here to echo and join millions of my compatriots inside and outside of Iran to thank him for having done and having the courage to do what is not easy, but intervene. And he will go down in the annals of Iranian history as the most celebrated foreign leader that changed the ball game and changed the world as a result.
In January, President Trump said this about you, quote, "He seems very nice. But I don't know how he'd play within his own country. I don't know whether or not his country would accept his leadership. And certainly if they would, that would be fine with me." You don't seem to have President Trump's wholehearted support.
Well, first of all, I don't think that somebody in my position will ever expect to have an official endorsement of a foreign government or a foreign leader. What I do know now is that millions of Iranians inside Iran and outside of Iran are calling my name.
Now, that was an interview with 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley interviewing Reza Pahlavi, the leader of the Iranian opposition. And he's right, Trump is hedged on how much he supports him. So Scott Kelly uses that question to say, you don't seem to have his support. If Trump had said they should put Pahlavi back in charge, put him in charge, you know what the question would be? We're nation building. He wants you in charge, and he's the one he's appointing to lead your nation. I'm going to play it both ways. Secretary of State Rubio.
We would love to see this regime be replaced. And ultimately, as the president has said, he calls. No, but let me finish my answer. as the president said, he would love for the people of Iran to use this as an opportunity to rise up and remove these leaders. They've been wanting to remove them for a long time. We've seen successive waves of protests, and we've seen them slaughter people. Okay, but the objective of this mission is to make sure they don't have these weapons that can threaten us and our allies in the region. That's why we're doing what we're doing now. And while we would love to see a new regime, the bottom line is no matter who governs that country a year from now, they're not going to have these ballistic missiles and they're not going to have these drones to threaten us. That's the objective of this mission, is to deny them the ability to use ballistic missiles to threaten their neighbors, to threaten our bases, to threaten our presence in the region, and ultimately as a shield behind which they can do whatever they want with their nuclear weapons ambition. We were not going to let them hide behind that, and that's why this was such a critical mission to undertake now while they were at their weakest point, and not a year from now where they could inflict even more damage and perhaps already be behind that point of immunity.
Exactly that. They're not going to be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. I remind you, when Obama signed the agreement that would allow Iran to continue its nuclear development program, as they claim we're doing it only for civilian purposes. And they agreed, and the UN agreed with them. You'll be allowed to come into our country unannounced at any time you want, and we'll show you what we're doing. That never happened. It never happened. The members of the International Atomic Energy Commission with the UN could not get into Iran without advance notice. And when they got to Iran, they were not taken to the, quote, nuclear facilities under construction. Iran wrote its own report and handed it to them, say, this is what you see and saw. They didn't see anything. And we're supposed to trust them? That would be like you standing on a train track expecting the train is going to stop before it runs your butt over. In the meantime, more reports the U.S. is now striking deeper into Iran. Good. And we'll get an update on that and how far we need to go and what really needs to be accomplished and how fast it can be accomplished by someone who has great experience on this, former Green Beret, Colonel Steve Bucci. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He'll lay that out for us. And our story behind the story, Operation Iraqi Freedom, as carried out under President George W. Bush in 2003, and my report from that region. That's still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Bend, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Joining us now, former Green Beret, Colonel Steve Bucci with Heritage Foundation. Glad to have you aboard, sir.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show, Larry. Thank you for having me back.
Always, sir. And your expertise is so valuable at this point. How do you see this unfolding so far in Iran?
Well, it's in my opinion, it was the right move at the right time and is going exceptionally well. You know, President Trump has never wanted to put troops on the ground. And the methodology they're using in conjunction with Israel looks like that possibility is growing smaller than it might be otherwise. And that the operation to remove all of the mullah's regime's tools for repression, tools for aggression, is going exactly according to plan.
And we're getting reports that the U.S. is now pushing deeper into Iran, hitting other targets.
Yeah, they're moving down the line. You know, the first targets that were hit were air defense systems, so that they could not shoot at our aircraft as they went around servicing the other targets. Second, they were going for command and control nodes, radars, things like that. Then they went to the missile launchers, both the fixed sites, you know, ones that are static, and the movable ones that are truck mounted. And now they're moving down that line. Now they're going to the ballistic missile storage and production facilities. And, you know, they just keep working down the targets. Mixed into that, the Israelis are hitting specific leadership groups. You know, that you almost feel sorry for some of these guys.
No, I don't.
I agree with you. But it's pretty spectacular. You know, they call a meeting, and as soon as they gavel the meeting to order, the ordnance gets there and ends the meeting for them very precipitously.
We're adjourned forever. And the idiocy. I mean, we've already reached inside and gotten some of their key leaders when they thought they were untouchable, even into Oman, hitting a hotel room or a room where a guy was going to be staying months in advance, that they would think we can all gather on a Sabbath, on a Saturday, and broad daylight in the morning, and Israel will not carry out an attack, therefore the USA won't attack us.
Yeah, that was a bad call. I'd hate to be the guy who talked the Supreme Leader into that decision.
I don't think he exists anymore, to be quite honest. Now, what I am seeing is that Trump is having problems right now with Spain. Spain is saying they're not going to allow us to use some of their bases for staging additional operations.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff, Larry, that has happened, you know, since the end of World War II, the founding of NATO. We've always had individual members who had some beef with some policy decision made either by NATO itself or by the United States and have said, you know, we're not going to participate in this part of it. I don't like these guys, you know, accusing President Trump of being a war criminal and all this other stuff. You know, they may have a different view of what's legit and what's not, but that he's not doing anything that violates international law. He's not doing anything that has not been done by, frankly, a dozen U.S. presidents of both parties before him. So between the Europeans wringing their hands and saying, no, we don't want to be a part of this. Well, they're shooting at us, so maybe we will be a part of it. But we really don't dislike you guys as much as the Americans do, so don't shoot at us anymore. And then you throw in our own legislators and political figures who are going through the same thing. And the media commentators, a lot of them, who are just turning into an echo chamber for the ridiculous claims of the IRGC, they've hit the Abraham Lincoln. It's in flames. Now they didn't come anywhere near it. Oh, Tel Aviv is like a ghost town. It's just obliterated. No, they haven't. They had some stuff fall. A couple of people have gotten hurt, but they have hardly gotten through with anything relative to the number they're shooting. And even, you know, oh, it hit the American embassy in this country. It's in flames. Yeah, there's a fire. No one was hurt, and they're putting out the fire with fire extinguishers, not with fire trucks.
Unfortunately, they did get through and kill at least 4 to 6 of our troops at one spot.
They did, and that, you know, at the risk of sounding cavalier, and trust me, I'm not. I spent my whole life in the military. Those are the troops I led, and you know, losing any of them is a catastrophe. But this is what happens in war. Sometimes the bad guys get lucky or get skillful enough to avoid our defenses, and sometimes the good guys get hurt too. A nation state, particularly a superpower, cannot expect to do these things and have zero casualties.
Now, you know, you mentioned the battle inside our borders. Democrats, they just have to go against Trump. Where they have totally lost country first, party second. They're going after Trump saying he's violating the War Powers Act, which he is clearly not. Even when Obama went after Gaddafi, Pelosi had said he has all authority he needed at that point. He can continue, but Dems are trying to force a war powers vote to block additional action.
Well, they can do that. That, you know, since that law passed.
They can try, is what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Since that law passed, the legislative branch has always said, see, this shows we're in charge of this. You can't do anything unless we give you permission. And every executive branch, you know, every president and their administration has said, yeah, it's not the way we read it. We have this much time and this much latitude to do things and just inform you. And then later, if it expands, you know, we can go back. Since that time, we've never gone back to Congress and gotten a declaration of war. We've gotten some authorizations for the use of military force, but neither the executive branch or the legislative branch really wants to push this issue because they're worried both sides, that it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to tell one of them to sit down and shut up.
Yeah, and it'll be past time. You know, one of the more amazing events that have happened, Hegseth announcing today that for the first time since World War II, a U.S. submarine fired and shot down an enemy ship.
Yep, they torpedoed it, sunk it, and if I was an Iranian sailor, I think I would take shore leave because everything that's floating over there ends up turning into a submarine.
We have Turkey.
They're all at the bottom of the ocean.
Turkey says the NATO defense system, they use that to shoot down an Iranian ballistic missile, so they're fighting back. We have Iran shooting down a claims. Rather, an Israeli pilot shot down an Iranian Yak-130. So we're fighting on all levels, those who are in the fight.
Absolutely. And I heard a report this morning that in discussions with some Japanese officials, the Japanese said, hey, we would like to be the Israel of Asia. And we want to have this ability to fight alongside you, you know, totally intermeshed, totally coordinated. And I tell you what, the Japanese would be a good choice because they are very sophisticated, very capable, very much controlled. And, you know, there's not a lot of whack jobs there anymore. So even in Asia, they're watching this and going, wow. This is working so spectacularly. We want to use this as a model of cooperation with America.
Well, with all due respect to your knowledge and your understanding, and I agree with it, the Islamic Iranian Revolutionary Guard says we will destroy the U.S. at the end of this entire event. We will reign supreme, and we will get revenge. And they're looking at civilian fatalities. 30 seconds, sir.
That is Iranian bluster and for domestic consumption. Nobody in their right mind believes that. They could sting us and make it hurt maybe somewhere, but Iran is not winning this. Iran is in shreds. Its capabilities are gone, and it is going to continue that slide to ultimate defeat, at least its government is. And hopefully the Iranian people will be free at the end of it.
Colonel Steve Bucci, former Green Beret, now with the Heritage Foundation. As always, thank you for your service and your time for us.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Coming up, our story behind the story. Let's flash back to 2003, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and some of the reporting I did from that region.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta. But you just visit the website, NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And we're down, we go, 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 go. And we're down, we go, 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 go. So we're down, we go, 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 go. We're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign. More than 35 countries are giving crucial support, from the use of naval and air bases, to help with intelligence and logistics, to the deployment of combat units. Every nation in this coalition has chosen to bear the duty and share the honor of serving in our common defense. To all the men and women of the United States Armed Forces now in the Middle East, the peace of a troubled world and the hopes of an oppressed people now depend on you.
That was President Bush, George W. Bush, March 19, 2003, laying out the Iraq War under Operation Iraqi Freedom. And if you recall, and I know there's been debate over it, and I'm going to get into that in a moment, we were going in to eliminate alleged weapons of mass destruction and remove Hussein from range. We ended up having 4,400 U.S. deaths. And, of course, the criticism came after, quote, no weapons of mass destruction were found. May I ask you a question? Would you consider a nuclear bomb a weapon of mass destruction? I would. Would you not? Yeah. What do you think about sarin gas released throughout your community? Would that not be a weapon of mass destruction? It would. Hussein had already used sarin gas and other gases on his own people, So they did have weapons of mass destruction. We did not find any nuclear. And for that, we still have many saying they didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Do not buy that lie. If they have gases which can kill, they have a weapon of mass destruction. And we're talking about at that point that President George W. Bush made that announcement March 19, 2003. That was following two other conflicts with Iraq. The Gulf War, basically an armed conflict between Iraq and a 42-country coalition led by the U.S. It came in two phases. Operation Desert Shield, that was building up our military from August of 90 to January 91. And Operation Desert Storm, a bombing campaign against Iraq on the 17th of January, leading to the liberation of Kuwait. The Iraqi government, governed at that time by Saddam Hussein, had invaded Kuwait, occupying the country for just 2 days. And immediately, they met the U.S. forces. We had 148 battle-related deaths, 35 to friendly fire in that event. One pilot listed as MIA, later recovered in 2009. The largest single loss of life in that event, the 25th of Feb, 1991, an Iraqi Hussein missile hit a U.S. military barrack in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, killing 28 U.S. Army reservists from Pennsylvania. I was in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, maybe a week before that. And how and why I went, well, I'll get to in a moment. But let's go back to what happened once we started carrying out what President George W. Bush announced March 19, 2003, jumped to March 21, 2003.
This is what it's like on the receiving end. Last night, a square mile in central Baghdad seemed like hell on earth. An inferno. ITV News cameras recorded the barrage from hotel balconies, and it was a truly chilling sight.
This is going to be a big bang. This is on a completely different scale from everything else that has gone before. This isn't just an attack on bricks and mortar. It is an assault on the human senses. And as you can see, much of the Baghdad skyline, well, it's now flames and billowing smoke.
Cruise missiles and bombs brought tons of high explosive to the heart of Baghdad's administrative district. This was about demolishing Saddam Hussein's symbols of power
and his military facilities around those areas. And unfortunately, innocent civilians killed because they were using them as shields. Bob Hardy at KMOX Radio had his son was a pilot that was going to fly a mission carrying troops on a C-5 over to the region. Bob was going to be going. We got the offer to go, and I jumped at it. I was told by the news director, you can get a photographer and producer, and the three of you will go. I said, I don't need a producer. I can produce. Just give me two photographers. I can use them in different ways. One was assigned primarily to shoot whatever footage he could find and would use. The other had to be shackled to me for interviews and things of that nature. And therein lies another part of the story, which is very interesting. But going over, as I said, we were leaving out of Dover Air Force Base. We had to go down to Fort Knox to pick up the troops. The runway was a little shorter down there. We were loaded, fuel, everything else to make the jump. We had to fly back to Dover because they weren't sure that they could make the trip without going back and getting a longer runway and adding even more fuel. I'm sitting in the jump seat right behind the pilot and co-pilot as they're rotating, lifting off. Both of them were commercial jetliner pilots that had been called into action from reservist duties. And one is calling out rotation speed. That means when to pull up and begin to lift off the ground. And I can see ahead of us a large fence. And I'm waiting for him to call lift. And we keep approaching that fence. And I'm watching the speed. I see it drawing closer. And I swear to you, I think my feet lifted off the floor as if that would help us get airborne. And finally, he called rotate, and we got up and cleared the fence, probably by a lot more margin than I thought. But when you're in the C-5, you're sitting already something like 50 feet in the air. And then we flew into Spain, landing, as I said, in the dead of night, cold, wet, refueling, and then making the jump to Dahran. And yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
And Saddam Hussein must understand that if he does not disarm for the sake of peace, we, along with others, will go disarm Saddam Hussein.
Isn't it the case that you have always intended war on Iraq and that international diplomacy is a charade?
After September the 11th, the doctrine of containment just doesn't hold any water as far as I'm concerned.
Unless we deal with both of these threats, they will come together in a deadly form.
I realize the world has changed. My most important obligation is to protect the American people from further harm, and I will do that.
Again, that's President George W. Bush. In 2003. But isn't it a charade? You've always wanted a charade, is a word pronounced more in English than as the British charade. A charade that you've been looking for a chance to do this. And therefore, they supposedly manufactured the weapons of war information. I don't know how much of that was fully accurate at every step of the way. But I refuse to accept that gas is not considered a weapon of mass destruction. Before I left, I had my youngest daughter was in the third grade, and I informed her teacher, if those students would write letters to soldiers, we would hand deliver them and let them read them back. And then I asked Mary Phelan, once we left copies of letters, obviously, for her to have the students read their own letter. And then I would deliver one of the letters to one of the troops, and I would have them read part of the letter and the students reading part of it, interspersing between the student and the soldier. One of the common questions, is it hot over there? Every soldier, yes, it's hot. I thought it was a good juxtaposition between third graders and connecting them to our men and women in that field. And I want to point out to you, we were in a direct target zone, and I have never seen, despite my time in the Marines and at other military bases, I've never seen such an armament gathered in one place. British Tornado jets were there. French Mirage jets were there. U.S. jets were everywhere. And we were within range of Scud missiles. Scuds were something that would just be fired into the air and it would fall wherever. They didn't care. And that's how they hit that barracks, killing many of those reservists being sent from their state to participate. And one of the ones I interviewed was a young woman, had makeup on, driving a forklift, and asked her about her being there. She said, well, my husband's home with the kids, but I'm in the reservist and I got activated, as many did. She said, I just hope I get home to them. I said, but you're a forklift operator? She said, actually, I'm not. My main MOS is an air traffic controller. But by the time they got me here, those positions were filled. So they directed me to start learning how to drive a forklift. And that's what I'm doing. We had a lot of reservists activated for that event. Some of them doing not the job they were trained for, but doing what was required in support of the other troops. The world already had an idea from the previous interactions with Hussein just how bad his regime was. And we should have learned from that when it came to Khomeini. But we didn't. And And of course, after Saddam was removed, sectarian violence broke out across Iraq. That became the central challenge of Bush's second term. In 2007, we surged additional troops in to stabilize Iraq. It's basically stable now. Our prime enemy now is Iran. But Iran, of course, is looking for an operation to recreate a semblance and gathering of like minds to go against us. I've seen a report that we have CIA operatives trying to assemble more Iranians to rise up. Again, this is not the nation build, but to make sure that we keep a lid on what we do have control of at this point. I want to give you a statement, a quote from Saddam Hussein when he was in control and what he planned on doing. During his interrogation after he was captured, he claimed that his plan was to take every Iraqi woman, turn her into a $10 prostitute, bankrupting his country. That was part of the trigger behind the Iraqi invasion. Khomeini would have no problem with doing the same if he were alive. The story behind the story. And we will have another one for you tomorrow during our 6 o'clock hour. It is now a staple feature. We still have a second hour to come up, and you'll want to hear from a Top Gun pilot. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent's Jewelers.com. finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.